That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
So, Emisha, I know that you love that I'm from Murray, Kentucky.
I love me my Southern girls.
Born in Memphis, raised in Mayfield, Murray, Kentucky. And I'm so happy about today's guest because she is another Murray girl. She's actually originally a Draftonville girl. She went to Murray State. She is phenomenal. Oh. I wrote that today's guest is the star of Selling Sunset. We have Chrishell Strauss with us. Let me tell you something. And I knew it when I met you, and we recently reconnected in Cabo. And, you know, I had met you through the years, just being in LA and in the business. But she really is the triple threat. She is an actress. She is a real estate agent. She is an author. She just had her first book, right?
Yes.
Under Construction, Because Living My Best Life Took a Lot of Work. We're obsessed with you. Emisha's obsessed with you in a whole different, I mean, she is Selling Sunset season.
I watch it.
Living from the beginning.
From the beginning. My husband and I binged the first, you know, two seasons, and we love you.
Thank you. I love you guys. I'm so excited. I mean, I told Molly this when, you know, we were in Cabo, you know, we'd had a couple tequilas, and I was like, I mean, everyone at school, you know, your name was the one where it was like, Molly Sims. Here, Molly Sims, you know, everything. So I remember the first time meeting you and, you know, you're just so sweet and humble and you introduce yourself and it's like, yeah, I know. I know who you are.
Can we go back about like the little Chrishell, the little girl from, you know, Kentucky and living, you just for the everyone who doesn't know her story, will you tell a little bit about how, your name and how it came about
sure.
in a little bit? And I just want to say, we both lost our moms. So we're like...
I hate being connected by that.
Yeah.
But I also, it is an instant thing where you just know that you don't know until you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is something
it's hard to talk about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But she was your girl.
My mom was such a badass. And, you know, she was one of those people that, you know, growing up, there were so many things that I felt embarrassed by because my parents were like these hippies. They were always late to pick me up. They, you know, things that like later on with a little bit of life under your belt that you tend to then see in a different capacity where it's like they were just such rock stars. They were so themselves. They never tried to change for anyone. And as, you know, trying to figure out who I am ended up going back to all those things where it's like, oh, you know, you realize how cool they are once you're not that kid that's just like wants to be like everybody else. Once you realize like it's okay to not be like everybody else, then you really start to appreciate them more. And, you know, my mom, she was getting her car worked on when she was pregnant with me at a Shell station at the, you know, mechanic shop connected to the Shell station. And the guy who was helping, you know, call the ambulance, keep her calm because obviously she couldn't drive herself. She was by herself. His name was Chris. And so she, you know, a lot of people like to think, well, you know, you could have gone with Christina, you know, a lot of other options. But all of my sisters have really unique names. And so she truly just stuck Chris and Shell together. And,
so good.
You know, my dad always loved to say, good thing it wasn't a Texaco, you'd be Chris-exico. That was his favorite.
No, but I love it so much. And I do think, you know, you don't realize what a gift they were until they're gone, or those moments where you're like, oh my God, my mom would drive up in this loud diesel station wagon. I'm like, cut the engine. And, you know, and now I look and I'm like, God, it was the best. That was the best blue diesel station wagon ever.
I know, it's cool.
I know. I've been using this product for a few months now, and I've really, really fallen in love with it. Murad Skincare is the real deal. It's a dermatologist-founded skincare company, and we love it because we can't be wasting money on products that don't work. Murad formulates highly effective products backed by clinical testing and validated by proof and science. They have products that work, and if you don't believe me, they have the proof to back it up. Okay, the one I've been really focusing on is what's called the Correct and Protect Serum Broad Spectrum SPF 45. That's right, it's a serum and a sunscreen. It shields and restores environmentally stressed skin with a next generation vitamin C and Murad's patented skin repair system. It improves radiance, firmness, and elasticity while protecting the sun and free radical damage. This formula covers and strengthens skin against environmental aging. It's also mineral sunscreen, which we love, so it leaves no zero white cast, which is a must. Murad's new 2-in-1 innovation is the perfect item you're going to need in the upcoming months. They have formulated a super amazing new serum and sunscreen formula to correct and protect against dark spots. It's an all-in-one. We love a product that simplifies our routine. Again, it's Murad Correct and Protect Serum Broad Spectrum SPF 45. It combines the proven results of a treatment serum with a satiny smooth and 100% helps future-proof your skin. With every use, it brightens your skin more and more. It's time-saving, it's zero stress, invisible mineral sunscreen for all skin types and tones, mineral SPF. This is also why we are obsessed with it here at Lipstick on the Rim. It is proven to correct discoloration while preventing hyperpigmentation. Vitamin C is so important when fighting against dark spots. I'll say it to you now. I'll say it every week on Lipstick on the Rim. Make sure you have vitamin C. Murad's is perfect. It's a vitamin C plus SPF. Shop Murad.com to save 20% and get free shipping with $60 purchase when you use code Lipstick. Again, that's Murad.com, M-U-R-A-D.com. When you use code Lipstick, you guys can get 20% off and free shipping on your $60 purchase.
Hi, guys. My name is Sarah Nicole, and I am the host of the Papaya Podcast, where each week we dish out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom, all through candid conversations in a very real and tangible way. I want everyone to know that they're not alone and that we share in these experiences called life. And sometimes when we get to know somebody else's story, it changes ours a little bit as well. So I want you to tune in with us on Mondays, subscribe, rate and review it, and keep these conversations going with us. You can tune in behind the scenes at the Papaya Podcast and The Birds Papaya on Instagram as well. Can't wait to see you next week.
So, okay, so you attended Murray State.
I did.
You got a bachelor in theater. And then for those of you who don't know, a little piece of trivia about me. And Michelle, will you go ahead and tell them?
Molly loves soap operas. Days of Our Lives, when we first became friends, this is a long time ago, I would go to her house and she would always have Days of Our Lives recorded. And she would just watch them all.
Yes.
And I remember walking into the house and hearing, like, sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
So are the days of our lives. I loved it. And it's funny because you were kind of the new girl. I mean, there's some stunners on there, but then you came and made it extra stunning. And you were on for how long?
Days of Our Lives was on and off for quite a few years. I'm not sure how many. I think maybe like six, because they still just, you know, last year I came back as a ghost. So,
so good.
Oh my God, I miss a soap opera.
God, I need to get back soap into the soap.
So good. So quite a, 2 years straight. And then I took a break and then came back for a while. And now, you know, if they just need a crazy ghost popping up, I still show up from time to time.
So good.
When I saw Christelle a few weeks ago in Cabo, we were talking about your book, Under Construction, because living my best life took a little work. What inspired you to write it?
Well, you know, I think when I started writing this, it wasn't with any idea of writing a book. It was, we were in COVID, we were in lockdown. I'd just kind of been going through a lot of heavy things. I was just kind of writing to, there was nothing else to do. And it was a little cathartic. And then cut to, you know, being approached about writing a book. And, you know, it's such a long process. I'd never done it before, and I didn't know, you know, how much work it really entailed. And then by the time I was writing the last chapters, the world had opened up. I was closing on my new house. I was in such a better headspace, just kind of, you know, working through, you know, like the book says. I mean, I feel like the best thing is to just always be under construction and work on yourself and just, you know, make it part of your routine of, you know, taking care of your brain.
And look, it's not easy. You lost both parents to lung cancer within a year of one another. You got a very public divorce that you did not want to be public. I mean, you know, talk about, all right, this is going to be a bad moment. And then there's going to be another bad moment. And then there's just going to be another bad moment.
Then we had a pandemic.
But I also think that part of with you, and as someone that has watched the show, there is a sweetness to you. And this is the first time you and I have met, but I think it's what I'm assuming audiences have connected with you on. And I think, you know, seeing someone like you, who you kind of are rooting for, go through so much, like, how do you find yourself pushing through? Because I think that's probably something that, you know, we all go through our own shit every day.
Yeah.
And seeing someone like you, you're like, you're rooting for this person. How do you get through the other side, you know, over so much over the last, you know, few years? Like, what keeps you going?
You know, I have to say, because I get a lot of people that connect in that way and they ask for advice. And ironically enough, the thing that I thought was going to be the most public, humiliating thing that anyone could have to share or go through.
Just so they know, her very much ex. We're not really fans over here at Lipstick on the Rim. Basically, broke up with her 45 minutes before the world found out about it, pretty much, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, anyway. Oh, yeah. So that was, you know, obviously like very humiliating. And the fact that I still had to film a reality show, it was either that or quit. But all of a sudden, I just lost everything and I didn't know that. You know, I wanted to lose the one thing I'd worked really hard to have, which was my job and a new career. And so I pushed through. But that show coming out, people then connecting with me in the middle of a pandemic and sharing their stories with me has completely changed my mindset of being open about things versus not. I think transparency is so much better than trying to pretend your life is perfect. And it really, so when people ask me that, I think it's important to be open about things you're struggling with. I think therapy is a really amazing tool that, you know, hopefully everyone can get, or, you know, have that, you know, that circle around you that you can openly talk about these things about, you know, not just what you did on Friday night, the things that you struggle with about how, you know, you're not getting out of bed every day or you don't want to. So I think for me, that's the key. And it was kind of like it had to happen on this global level for me to not have a lot of say in how it went down, for that to really be my takeaway.
But you know what's sort of crazy about that to me is that to you in the moment, it was embarrassing and humiliating. But I would be super hard pressed to find a normal human being out there that thought you were the one that was being embarrassed. Do you know what I mean? Like, to me, it was the humiliation didn't fall on you. And I think sometimes when we're in those moments, we all go through certain moments. We're like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. What are people going to think of me? And if you actually take a step back, it's not a reflection on you. And I think that's sort of really important to know, because we all go through different things, and to have that knowledge where we're like, so like, ooh, it's icky. And you come out of it, honestly, like looking like a rock star. And I think everybody loves you. And I don't even, you know.
I know.
Sorry.
Do you love doing the show?
Yes. Tell us more.
You know, I have to say the show has been such a blessing. And of course, there are times where it's hard. I mean, the production schedule is grueling. There are times you have to be put in situations in real life you just wouldn't hang out with someone. You just wouldn't be in a situation like that. So it brings drama to your life that you wouldn't normally have. But I feel like I've gotten to a place where I'm so grateful for everything that the show's brought to me that I know how to roll with it a little better. I don't let it sit with me at home and then I have anxiety and I'm so upset. I really feel like I've gotten to a place where, you know, it's got pros and cons. The pros are way more than the cons. And, you know, that's part of it. And, you know, let's make a TV show. And, okay, this isn't exactly, you know, the person or conversation I'd be hanging out with. But here we go. Let's mic up.
I mean, talk about, you said hazing. When you're like, I was hazed.
You were in a sorority. You were in a sorority on season one.
Yet there again is you were not the one that looked bad.
That was just, I think I was so in shock the first season because I just didn't know what I signed up for. They told me it was a show about real estate.
All right, you guys, new obsession. Yep, it's Ashlyn Hard Seltzer. They sent me so many flavors and honestly, I can't even tell you how good they are. It's not too sweet. They have lavender lemonade, which I'm telling you is amazing. I had it yesterday at my baseball game. Orange pineapple, ginger peach, also one of my personal faves, blackberry lemonade. Their idea is simple. It simplifies and focuses on what really matter. Hard seltzer should be made with all natural ingredients. Did you hear me? All natural ingredients. It's outstanding taste. It's purity. It's so good. Okay, listen up. It only has 100 calories per can, 5% alcohol, all natural, no sugar, no fat, zero carbs, malt-free, and yes, my favorite, gluten-free. The company was founded in San Diego in 2020, and it became the number one selling independent hard seltzer brand in California. If you don't believe me, they have an incredible following. Ashlyn has a whole host of co-owners, Skinny Confidential, Lauren Bostic, The Salty Blonde, Holly Elefante. So you know, it's really, really good. Again, they have the natural flavors, blackberry lemonade, pineapple, tangerine, lime, mango, strawberry, raspberry lemonade, tropical cherry, watermelon. They're amazing. Simple ingredients, craft brewed for great taste and guilt-free good times. It's calling my name. It's what Ashlyn is all about. You guys, for more on Ashlyn, follow them on Instagram at Ashlyn Hard Seltzer. That's Ashlyn Hard Seltzer. And you can follow them on Instagram at Ashlyn Hard Seltzer. I've been using this product in my morning routine for quite some time now. I have to say, I've really noticed a huge difference. I've been taking Seeds Daily Symbiotic, aka probiotics, and they are the real deal. So I have to confirm that the rumors are true. They are amazing. Okay, guys, there's a lot of probiotics out there on the market. And I have to say that all probiotics are not created equal. And everyone is trying to put probiotics in literally everything. I mean, probiotic tortilla chips definitely sound too good to be true. That's why I'm really excited we found Seed here at Lipstick on the Rim. If you've taken a probiotic before and never felt a difference, it's likely because the good bacteria wasn't surviving your GI tract. Seed is designed differently, and that's why it works. Seed's daily symbiotic is broad spectrum, 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. They use a formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages. They come in a 2-in-1 capsule that protects probiotics through digestion to ensure delivery to the colon. It's designed to really support and benefit your body in and beyond the gut. Yes, it will totally ease bloating, healthy regularity, ease evacuation, if you know what I mean. But it will also support your gut barrier, your skin health, your heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. Also, if you remember from many gut health episodes, your gut is a home to 70% of your immune system. 70%! We have to be taking care of our gut. With Seed, many people see improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours, including bowel movement regularity and ease of bloating. I know I did. And I think you guys will too. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/lipstick and use code lipstick to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's daily symbiotic. That's seed.com/lipstick and use code lipstick.
How do you deal with the mean girls? You know, I think each person is in and situation is different. But for some, like on the show that, you know, we're on, I feel like, you know, it was one of those things where I just personally didn't want to have to do anything that's supposed to be fun that is going to give me anxiety. So when we had to film, that's one thing. But when we had to go do stuff outside of that to promote the show and to do things, I personally just took a stance of like, that won't be fun for me to do it, you know, together. And so, you know, so that actually divided it in a way that now, if you look at it, like, you know, I feel like it kind of now, like if you're losing out on opportunities, then don't you want to be nice? Because isn't it better for the show if we all just get along and like can promote the show equally? So I think that that actually has helped, hopefully, going forward. We'll see what happens. I mean, season 5 that's about to come out, we already filmed, but I'm starting to see, you know, little things that are maybe hoping that things can go in a better direction. Cause I just think, you know, listen, we all should be really happy to be here, you know?
So when I met you with Emma. She's a tall blonde.
Yes.
She's
yes.
so sweet.
She is the best.
And I met her mom. And you guys have like a really good connection. I know
yes.
like that moment when I saw you and you were like, oh, I'm having a moment. And she was like your girl. She was like Emma says. She's like, you've got to have that one person that it's kind of your ride or die. You
oh,
know?
She definitely is. We became close so fast. And I feel like, you know, we live so close to each other. You know, we're both like in our same, you know, kind of, we're both single. And just, she's just like one of those people. She's just a caretaker.
Okay, real estate. I have a huge passion for real estate.
I don't know if you know this, but her first real estate purchase was on MTV Cribs.
Was 1999, the Hamptons,
oh,
very small.
Oh my gosh, I'm going
to
need to look
You're gonna
this
have to,
up.
This yeah. one loves real estate. If there's anything you want to know about Molly, it's that she was always better with money than I was.
You're terrible.
I truly.
Molly, you want to come on over to Selling Sunset?
No, we're good. Thank you. But
I would love
to give a little bit, like, you know, the women out there, you know, because a lot of women now are, because of the show, starting to get their license. Like, will you give a little bit of advice, like, to, you know, buying your first piece of property or buying your home or buying your apartment or making that leap or being like, no, don't do it right now?
You know, it's interesting because right now, you know, obviously the market's crazy. The interest rates just started to tick up. So, you know, now is the time if you're going to sell. Buying, you know, it's hard, especially depending on what price point you're in. There's a lot of competition and it might be different depending on where you're listening to this from. But in the LA market, I'm fighting right now for a friend of mine that's lost out on a few things. And it's just, you know, one of those things where she wrote this beautiful letter. You're trying to, you know, get them from every angle. If you can't just like plop down all cash.
But will you talk about that a little bit? Because a lot of people, I do that. We wrote a letter. Be like, please, we love this piece of property. We love this. We, you know, I had someone write me a letter. I just sold my apartment. I know in New York after almost 20 years. And the people wrote a letter to me and I was like, oh, and we sold another place and we met the family. I'm like, I have to know you. I had babies here.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And honestly, you know, it depends. Sometimes if it's a developer, they're only going to look at numbers and, you know, contingencies, that kind of a thing. But this isn't, it's a family. And, you know, my friend, it's like, this would be such a big deal for her. So she wrote this beautiful letter. And I think that I've seen it work many times where it really does help. So I definitely think that's a good thing to do. If you're new in the business, one of the things I see, they take advantage of new realtors a lot with, you know, there's a lot of ways to get you to spend your money because it's going to help you do great. Same with acting, to be honest. Just be really careful where you spend your money because at the end of the day, it's going to be that face-to-face interaction that's going to make somebody want to work with you. Not a mailer you got in the mail, not some, you know, membership that charges you every month to give you stats. Like, those stats are out there. You can find them on your own. I think just be really smart because it takes a while to start to make money. It can sometimes take, you know, over a year to do your first deal, and that's very normal. So I just always say that to new realtors. And then, you know, if you're buying or selling, you know, one, make sure you have a good agent. Call me.
If you're single and you need a home, call me.
Molly's always on it.
No, but I do. Okay, let's talk about relationships a little bit. Is it, okay, you're like me. You're like, I'm like, well, what do you want? And she's like, I just want a great guy. You're going to find that guy.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just like keeping an open mind and I'm, you know, I think it's important when you're really happy with yourself and your life and you're not kind of like
focused only on that.
Yeah. And I'm just kind of entered into a new era of, just really, truly enjoying my life and being super grateful for everything. And so I'm just going to kind of...
Do you think that the show has made it harder or easier for you to date?
Oh, that's a hard question. Probably harder, to be honest, because think about it. They can just Google all these things. It's a little like crazy. It's probably a little intimidating or scary that I'm showing up to a table and you know all of these things about me. My life's been documented for the last however long. And, you know, some of these people, you know, they're not on, you know, social media or whatever. And so it's like, you know, it's a little harder, I think. But that being said, it may work the opposite where somebody sees the show and they're like, you know, oh, I know who you'd be good for or whatever. So who knows?
Well, I think it goes back to you come across so well. You're very endearing.
Because that's who you are.
But that's the thing. So it's not like you watch the show and go, oh, she's a real dick. Like, I'm not, you know, if anyone watches the show and sees you, they're like, oh,
if you watch the show, then I don't think it's bad. It's more about like if you Google and like the clickbait things that come through.
We had you on because this is a beauty podcast and we think you're a beauty and we know you're obsessed with beauty as well.
Yes.
Okay. So favorite derms, like
give us all the secrets.
Yeah. Lasers. What do you do? What do you like? Do you like a facial? Do you like no facials? Do you like lasers?
I like the one, I really do like when they do the microneedling because it kind of harms the skin, but then it makes it kind of refresh itself. It's supposed to build collagen. If I get a facial, that's what I like to do. And then other than that, you know, I'm trying to hang on for as long as possible. The old school idea of Botox was like that you have this like frozen face. Oh. And now, I mean, I feel like it's like, I love it, but I don't like it when they do it where, you know, especially
there's
being
no
on a show like that where I'm very expressive. And, you know, so it's like you find that balance.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No, you look amazing.
But the serums, the moisturizers, you know.
Any favorite serums?
I just got one from Dr. Diamond that you have to keep in the refrigerator.
And I just read about this with
Christy Teigen. Yeah, it's like a liquid collagen. And so I really like that one. I mean, we'll see what happens, but I feel like it's working. Don't judge today because I literally slept in my makeup from the Oscar party.
I took my makeup off from the Oscar party
and
put it back on.
I didn't. I woke up and I was like,
it's fine. It's still there.
It kind of works. It's fine.
Okay, lasers. Do you do any lasers?
I actually don't, but just because I tried it once, I didn't love it. So I'm not saying there might be. So tell me if there's like something that I'm missing out on. But I mean,
you're darker. So you're like me and Amisha and I, we can't really do a lot of lasers because, as you know, it can turn against you in terms of like hyperpigmentation and melasma. You know, I one day want to do Fraxel on my chest, which is a pretty heavy.
Is that the one that takes the spots off?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to try that.
I do too. But we need
it
like
hurts.
That. It hurts and there's downtime.
Oh, okay.
So, more Fraxel. Than the face? Because people do Fraxel on the face. And
I'm too scared.
Can you just do one spot? I have like one spot that bugs me right there.
You can take one. You can have that taken off.
That's, okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. So favorite foundation?
I really love, I mean, I know, listen, it's a cult classic for a reason. Estee Lauder. Double wear.
Oh.
It's just like that friend that like, you know, it's going to ride with you, like no matter what.
Stays true.
I mean, literally this is from last night.
And your skin looks great.
Yeah, your skin looks amazing. Do you wear powder?
I do. Yeah. So, I mean, if I'm going for an easier day, obviously I have lighter things. But, you know, anytime I'm filming or doing something where I just don't want to be touching it up or worried about it, I do Estee Lauder.
Brows are good.
Yeah, your brows are.
Your brows are
strong. Well, you know, it's just because I actually, you know, I had to learn. If you read the book, you'll see. I also had a mustache. So I had like so at least once I got that off, but I got to keep good brows.
Macy's, Macy's, Macy's. People, you already know I love me some Macy's. Consider this a friendly PSA. They are having their annual friends and family sale. It started on April 22nd and honestly run, do not walk. I'm talking major savings on the brands you already know and love. Here's the deal. You're going to be getting an extra 30% off designer items that rarely ever go on sale. Okay, I have my eye on a little pink gingham Tommy Hilfiger dress. It's perfect for spring, summer. Add a little cardigan. And I love also a little puff sleeve, tie belt. Yes, please, for only $66. They also have something for everyone. Kids, husband, friends, literally anyone. Okay, speaking of stocking up, I have to mention
their beauty sale, because this would not be Lipstick on the Rim if we did not talk about beauty. And Macy's has the very best of beauty. They're giving you 15% off all beauty products. And I have to say, the products are essentials. You can stock up. They got MAC, Marc Jacobs, Urban Decay, and more. Also, just to call out a few of the major items we have been finding, they have the iconic Clarins Double Serum, Sunday Riley Lactic Acid Treatment. You know, I love it. It's amazing. Also, the Bobbi Brown Face Primer, Dior Foaming Face Cleanser, The New Face. You guys, it's life-changing, skin-changing. It's everything. The T3 Micro Curling Iron, I swear by. I have two of them. Benefit Brow Gel and the widely loved Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk Foundation. It's an oldie but a goodie, and it works every single time. It's sheer. It covers. You're going to love it. You get all these products. Exclusions do apply, but it's all laid out for you on their website. You have to check out Macy's.com and get your savings with code FRIEND. Just remember, go to Macy's, M-A-C-Y-S.com, and your promo code is FRIEND. Again, that's Macy's.com, promo code FRIEND.
Must have hair products.
Oh, you know what? I'm obsessed with this hair oil. I think it's Deja Vu. And it's this... You know, I have to say, it's like, it's very pricey, and it comes in this very, you know, you're thinking, how much did the packaging cost? But to be honest with you, I have noticed the difference. And it is, you know, comes in this pretty dropper. It's beautiful. If you have good hair, then it may be not worth it to you. But for me, it takes such abuse that I have to invest in it. So I do. I love, you know, the masks. You know, I'll just like let it sit for a while.
Do you like anything particular?
Yes. Is it Issey Misaki? Like a Japanese.
Yeah. Oh, Shumira?
Shumira.
That's what I've been using.
Yes, the green one. Mask.
Yes. It smells so good.
It smells so good.
I want to wear it as a fragrance.
And it's amazing. Again, it's like annoyingly expensive, but it's one of those things.
I find it on Amazon.
It's so abused that I just feel like, okay, I have to like find, and it actually works.
I use it actually, believe it or not, as my hair conditioner. I don't use it as a mask.
Oh, I do too.
I use it as a conditioner.
Oh, same. Same.
Okay. If you were stranded on an island and could have only one skincare product or makeup product, what would it be?
Well, am I on the island by myself? So no one cares what I look like. Yeah. Okay. Then like probably a moisturizer or a cleanser. A sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
If I'm on an island. Yeah.
Okay. What makeup product?
I only get one. I'm going to go with eyeliner.
Really?
What's your favorite eyeliner?
I'm an old school. Oh.
She's got a really great cat on right now. It's pretty. It's kind of undone. Good.
Well, yeah, it is undone.
But I like it. Can we just talk about a day-old makeup? Let's just own up to it, because
day-old eye makeup is like the winner.
A day-old eye makeup sometimes can be better than day-of eye makeup.
Same with hair.
All right. So on Lipstick on the Rim, we do a little rapid fire.
Oh, let's do it.
Go-to cocktail.
I just switched it. It's now a skinny margarita.
What was it before?
Blanco tequila. In Cabo, I used to drink vodka my whole life until that trip to Cabo. Ever since, I don't know what's happening. It doesn't give me a hangover.
I switched
completely to Casamigos.
We switched, Casamigos Blanco. It's the best. I'd like soda lime and a little bit of grapefruit.
That's all I can throw back now. Is tequila. And I throw it back.
Yes.
Your biggest pet peeve?
Being late to a movie. I hate that. I like to be in there when the lights go down. I mean, that's probably not my biggest, just the first one I thought of, but.
What do you look for in a guy?
I don't know. How does he treat his mom?
Yes.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
If you had one superpower, what would it be?
I would like to be able to speak any language.
When was the last time someone was mean to you?
I mean, does online count? We can look probably like 2 seconds ago.
How do you deal with that? Is that hard?
No, I think it's just part
trolls.
Of it. Yeah. You just have to almost like feel sorry for someone like that. That's how they spent the time in their day, making troll accounts to do stuff like that. So if you come from it from a place like that, it's easier to be like, you know, I like to picture them in their mom's basement peeing in like water bottles.
Totally.
And like, you know, and then I'm like, oh, bless you.
I know. Jay-Z or Drake?
Oh. I'm going to, that's a hard one.
It's so hard.
I want to say Drake, but then I want to say Jay-Z, because maybe I could be closer to Beyonce.
Yeah, me too. What is the book you're reading now?
Oh, Miss Me With That. Lindsay just came out with a book.
Miss Me With That. Okay, I like
yes.
I don't read books unless there's a body count in there.
Rachel Lindsay came out with this, and she's just so, you know, she's just like a boss lady that I look up to, and she's so lovely and really has it all together. And so I love it.
Can we just talk about your body?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. We're obsessed.
I love you.
We're obsessed.
Coming from you.
Tell me. Amazing. No, this is three babies later. It's jealous. I told Brooks I need a new bladder. We're going to talk about that for the moms listening a little bit later. Fitness. Do you work out? Pilates, yoga, stretching, running?
I used to run a lot, and now I don't do it anymore. I feel I love Pilates and I love weights. So I do both of those. And I feel like, I don't know, I just had it in my head that like, okay, if I can hit 3 miles in a day, like that's amazing. And I don't remember the last time I've done that. I just really love Pilates, and I work with somebody that does weights, and he's so fun. We'll do like dances as a cool down and just all these fun things. So I'm just trying to, at this point, find things that I actually enjoy doing. So
do you think it's made a difference in your body not to be running and doing something more simple and easy?
I do, just because I feel like I'm, oddly enough, in the best shape that I've been in. And obviously, I'm the oldest I've been. So I think that's the key. Find something that you actually enjoy doing. And obviously, Pilates is really great for, you know, just like that lengthening of the muscles. And, you know, I after doing Dance with the Stars, that's what they were all doing. And so that's where I picked it up from. And I'd never done it before. And so I was like, oh, this is how you keep the body you got while you did Dancing with the Stars.
And how about eating? Like, do you have any sort of, you know, diet you stick to, or you like, you know, everything in within reason? Or
I mean, I don't cook, so it's a little tougher just because.
Welcome to, you're in good company. Actually, you cook more than I do. I bake.
So I have this company that like delivers food, Catered Fit, or I really like to go to Nice Dinner. So, you know, there are foods that I still enjoy, but are still good for you, like a fish with like, you know, some kind of, you know, Avra has like really beautiful
I love
vegetables and fish, and yet you can, it's like healthy. You're eating fish.
It's healthy, but it and tastes, it's cooked so if amazing. You guys are in LA, I think there was one might be in Miami as well.
I think they have one in New York. Is it Greek, right?
Yeah.
It's there's
so
one in New York.
Good.
So good.
The best like branzino, like just a little bit of salt. It's
love
so
that.
Good. Chris Schell, if you could give your 10-year-old self a piece of advice, what would it be?
Just lighten up on yourself. Like relax. It's okay to take up space and to breathe. And no one even cares. Like you think that you're so embarrassing all the time. Like no one cares about you. They're not thinking about you. Just go live your life.
It's true.
So
we're
true.
Obsessed with you. I'm so glad we reconnected.
Me too.
I love that we're from Kentucky.
And I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you.
You have an incredible story to tell. You're an incredible author, actress. And you guys, her book is really, really good. It does, you know, sometimes it just takes a little work. She's at
Chriselle.Stouse on Instagram. Yeah.
I love it.
And just a funny fact, guys, I'll close with this. My husband wears a Murray State t-shirt from when we were in Murray for Brooks's baptism.
Wow.
He still wears that t-shirt. It's a gray, Heather Gray t-shirt.
Oh, I think Murray I State. Probably have the same one.
There you go. Twinning.
I love
Twinning.
That.
Twinning. You're the Aww. Best. Thank
you guys
you.
Are so lovely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.